Yes, I have one at home.
Okay.
Good. So today is Saturday, and it is... Is it running? Yes, it is. Today's Saturday. It's November 5th, and we're together at the table. Remind me of your name.
John.
John. John and I are together. Mother, Father, God, thank you for allowing John and I to be together at this time and this place, to bring in his family and friends and guides from spirit, and only allow those who are from the light to come into the circle of protection, Mother, Father, God. Amen. There you are. Let's see what you have around.
I'm going to remind you of a story, how I started the session with you last time, and I've told it to several people, and you start shaking your hand and says, "I like my glue lamp beams."
You know, you remember that.
I've told that story.
My glue lamp beams.
You didn't have to sell a house here when you moved?
Well, we sold my father's house, my younger sister and I, when I went up to Port Townsend. I bought two houses, one in Port Townsend and one up in Oak Harbor on Whidbey Island as an income house. And so now I'm back, and I've decided I'm not returning to Port Townsend, Washington.
Oh, that's nice. Well, so you still like your... You still have your laminated beams.
Yes.
Your glue lamp beams.
Yes, I do. Well,
see, that was Billy's way of saying, because she got fed up with me talking about construction all the time, because I bring my problems home. And she said, I don't want to hear any more about your blankety blank glue lamp beams and slabs. Just stop talking about it. So she
but
knew
all
that.
Still
she
knew standing.
That. Yeah, yeah. She knew that you had glue lamp beams and you liked them, so
yes, I do.
She was saying she didn't like glue lamp beams, and you didn't understand why she didn't like them. It's because she
was so tired of hearing
me talk about
them. Right, I still love them. But I'm back now, and here you are, and let's see what you have around you. You have cherry blossoms around you. I mean, here we are going into autumn, and you have beautiful cherry blossoms around you. So let me look real quickly, because I still have not memorized all the flowers. So I have to look it up real quick. Well, cherry blossom single is education, and cherry tree is good education. So
white blossoms.
White blossoms, yes. So it's saying education. So they said that you've been going through a learning period lately, that a lot of information has been coming into you, and you've been getting some of it in your dreams, but some of them are just natural output of the thought processes that you've been going through. You've been coming to some realizations, like aha moments, like, oh, now I get it.
Yes, my mind has been much clearer.
Yes, yes. And so they said now you're starting to track your thoughts more carefully now. I mean, you're starting to see that your thoughts are like building blocks, and as you can go through them, or no, they said that's more like mathematical sums, because as you go through them, you're totaling up and you're going, oh yes, now I understand, now I see that. And once you get that sum, then you take that sum and take it to another area and add more to it. Do you understand? So you're doing a building process with your thoughts, and you're starting.
I've had a clarity about things.
Yes, exactly.
Why didn't I think of that sooner?
Right. They're almost epiphanies. They're almost moments of truth. And they said, are you writing these down? Because they said, even though your thought processes are getting very clear, your memory sometimes doesn't, you don't remember where you started.
I do keep a diary of the coincidences.
Good. Good.
But I just put them in a file.
Yes.
Someday I might write a book about it.
Yes. Well, they showed you taking out like a 3-ring binder and having lined paper and starting to write down the progression of these thoughts and the results that you're coming up with, and not hiding them. And then with a 3-ring binder, you can take sheets out and you can add sheets. You understand?
Well, I use that for all my construction jobs.
Right. But they want this now a little bit more for your personal life also, because you're coming up with more ideas of where you want to go. They said the clarity is becoming very, you're becoming very astute, you know, very learned about what you're doing. And I feel that there's going to be several more. They're showing you with some very large rolls of construction drawings coming into you. So I feel as if there's more work coming in somehow, you know, more, they said more opportunities for growth.
There might be,
yes. And they said that's going to be good.
I think it's been flat for several years.
Yes, but I see they're very large rolls, so they're about 6 inches, 8 inches across in diameter. And it's interesting because they're wet stamped. You know what I mean? With the ink stamp and then signed?
Yeah, that's when I sign it.
Right.
Those are the approved documents.
Yeah, so they're saying they're going to be wet stamped.
That means something's been approved.
Right, exactly. So they're showing that. And they said, so get it ready. It's gotten a little bit dry, they said, over the last couple of years. Your rubber stamp?
That's funny because yesterday I ordered some ink.
Did you?
Flashman.
And the ink, right. The ink pad. They're showing the ink pads a little bit.
Yeah, because that's the one they stamp my address and name. But also I have to add to my my 32-year-old Arknex.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Spirit knows. And they said that that's good, you know, that this is something that's coming in now. And they said it's slowly, it's beginning to develop again.
Yes.
They said it's not something, the projects that you're going to be doing are not something that are your heart's desire, that you're really excited about, but they're going to mean work. And that's what's important.
Which translates to paying the bills.
Right,
and
exactly. And they said, and that will be steady, and that will be good, and your accounts will slowly replenish.
Yes.
Okay?
And I often wonder, I'm aware that these people are there, and I know that they know that I know they're there.
Yeah.
But often the circle seems to just keep growing.
Yes, and they said telephone calls for you are better than emails. That personal touch. You know, actually telephoning people and keeping in touch with them.
Emails can be misunderstood.
I want to keep in touch with you.
Yeah.
If it's something important business-wise, don't do it over the telephone. Have them send you an email so you can print a copy of it and have a printed copy of it. But they said for you, you're such a personable person that people really want that personal touch. They want to hear your voice. They want you to just call and say, I just want to keep in touch with you. How are you doing? How are things doing? They said never complain about what is negative with you, always be positive, and that's what people want to hear.
I slip on that a few times. Yeah.
Yeah. Stay positive.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for me for Spirit?
The coincidences started about 1999, after my friend died in 97, and they just keep growing and growing. And it's like I fill a whole sheet during the day, and they always have some association with somebody who's died.
Well, they're helping you. And did your friend play golf? Because he just said
yes,
hole in
three
one.
Or 4 years.
He said hole in one.
Oh, well, I haven't done that well, but
yeah,
I do win because I have a high handicap.
Yes,
so
but he played golf, right? Because that's the illusion that he's giving me.
One of the people that on the other side, yes.
Yeah, it's a hole in one. He said, you've got it right. We're helping you. We're behind you. He said, because you're such an aware person and such a loving person, and they love you.
Why I started golf, because I had, several years ago, there was one particular street in Ojai, and I had five jobs clustered around the house of my former high school economics teacher and football coach, who started the golf program at Nordoff.
Yes.
And I thought, not only, it occurred to me that he's not only helping me in my business, but he's telling me I should take up golf because I might enjoy it, might extend my life.
And networking.
Yes. I meet a lot of people and the groups keep changing.
Yes.
And I thought, how did you do that?
He said it's almost like spiritual Facebook. He said in spirit, you know, that they're all working behind you. They said that you're such a pleasure to do things for, that they all love doing that.
Well, if this was the street, and this was his house.
Yes.
And here I did a project for the Greenfields. It was a wheelchair accessible restroom because Mrs. Greenfield was getting frail.
Yes.
And a very good contractor did it, who worked with me on the Ojai Raptor Center. It's having an open house today.
Yes.
Then here was, I did a pool cabana for the manager at Bonds, and here was the surveyor that I worked with owned the house and was renting it to the soils engineer that I worked with.
Yes.
And over here was a daughter of a filmmaker who used to work with Jacques Cousteau on all the underwater things.
So they all talk to one another. It's all word of mouth.
And then here was a woman who worked at Walker Hay and Grain, where I buy bran for the worm farms I have.
Yes.
I grow mealworms for the bird rehabilitators. Anyway,
too wonderful to do that. But you see, then people talk to one another.
Yes.
So do you have a current CV? Curriculum vitae of all these jobs listed, you know, that you've done as references.
I have Facebook, which I'm not happy with the way they should display things, but and then I signed up for Google Plus and the profile page.
Yes.
I've just been I've got hundreds of photographs, all in albums.
Yes.
And I even did one, well, I did one on the history of the job that Larry Hagman owns now. I was the first architect on.
Yes.
You remember, he was the star of Dallas and
yes,
Dream of Jeannie.
Yes, I remember.
I have a deceased friend whose name is Jeannie, so she kind of hits on that show a little bit with me.
Well, there are no coincidences. Spirit is working with you. And they said, keep your CV up to date. Even though you're not happy with Facebook, every once in a while, post a photograph that, you know, of work that you've done.
Yes.
Nothing that has a person in it, you know, or that anybody would say, oh my gosh, you're giving away my secrets. But, you know.
Yeah, I'm very careful about violate people's privacy.
It's wonderful that you're doing this social networking, because this is keeping you out there. It's showing you to be fresh, to be innovative, to be with it, to be current. That's the most important thing, is being current. Okay?
Yeah. One of them was a tribute to my friend who died, and another was a tribute to the architect in Ojai that died last year, who did the Libby Bowl reconstruction.
Yeah.
And I didn't know he was going to die. I just started taking pictures of the progress of the construction.
Do any of us know?
And they had the Oak Music Festival people had somebody doing it too.
Yeah.
But I like my pictures better, because I look at rebar and concrete and grading and things like that. Things that would be interesting to construction people.
Yes.
And architects.
Yes.
And then I had a coincidence with this architect, his name was David Burry. Just before he died, he came with his hard hat to talk to somebody. And I could see he was very ill. And I said, is this the job doing you in? And he said, no. And later I talked...
It was keeping him going.
Yeah. And he actually died the day it opened.
Yeah.
Later I talked to his wife just to confirm he had been in the hospice, because he went to hospice shortly after that. And I told her the story, and she said, no, it was a pleasure for him.
Yeah.
It wasn't that job that...
No,
he had
an
undiagnosed cancer that was too far advanced.
Yes, it kept him going. So we don't know. So that's why it's so important that you keep going and enjoying what you're doing. And Spirit enjoys what you're doing. They love working with you. They said you missed the hand drawing at times. Are you still hand drawing? Are you working in AutoCAD?
I've tried it a little bit, but I'm now they have digital... copying.
Yeah.
No more blueprints, because the ammonia was so bad.
Yes. Oh, I remember that very much so. But they said that you can find someone to help you with the with AutoCAD. It's like they're showing you with a mechanical pencil, and you you love the detailing. You know, you love the foundation of what makes it work. But the foundation of your work, the drawings, like you're doing the drawing. Oh, they're saying that there's programs now. Thank you. There's programs now where you actually draw on a pad and it appears onto the computer screen.
Oh, that's something new. I haven't heard of.
Yeah, and so you want to look into that. I have a friend who's now working for Disney as an art director, and she never learned to draft or draw on the computer, but she has the pad where she draws and it appears on the screen. So that would be something for you.
Yeah, there's some technical problem that I have to work out to do that. The CAD drafters use two screens simultaneously, showing the whole drawing, one the detail.
Right, exactly. And but you can find there's a lot of people out there looking for work. So when these, you know, these come in, you'll be able to find that person.
I have a job that's going before the Planning Commission pretty soon. I'm going to.
They just showed you wearing a tie, and it's blue, and it has like red figures on it, and they said.
I have all solid color ties.
Yeah, well, this one is dark blue, and it has like little red curly cues or spirals or something on it. They said you're going to be putting on a tie. They said you could wear a bow tie, you know, if you want to.
Well, they're kind of casual at the Ojai Planning Commission.
Yes.
It's figuratively speaking. But my opening line was going, please look at these drawings carefully. I am the last of the hand drafters. There's nobody after me.
That's right. That's right.
They're all, said, all I know how to do is point and click.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But it's going to streamline your business for you when you have somebody that actually can do that for you. You don't have to learn how to do it. You just need to find that person who can draw for you.
That's what you call a steep learning curve, but I can do it.
I know. I drew for landscape architects by hand drafting, and I loved hand drafting. I just,
you did?
Yes, I worked for architects and landscape architects and engineers at times, drawing, hand drafting. And mid-90s, I came back, I said, I don't want to learn how to do AutoCAD. I just don't. And a landscape architect said, well, just try it. And I tried it, and I loved it. I no longer had the black all over my arms, you know. I didn't have to worry about keeping my hands dry because I didn't want to get any oil on the paper or anything.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got into AutoCAD, and I'm up to AutoCAD 2009, and I love it, but I'm not an architectural designer. I'm a landscape designer. I mean, I can take, you'll find somebody like myself, I don't mean to promote myself as a drafter, but here I go, that take your hand-drawn details and actually reproduce them into the computer, you know, so because it's so much easier to make revisions and make changes.
Okay. Yes. I've had this very curious relationship with the man who was on my license oral exam committee.
Yeah.
30 years after I got licensed, he needed help on engineering.
Yeah.
And it's like he's been in this ivory tower all his life.
Yes.
But he has a person helping with the CAD drafting,
right.
And we all work together on a couple of jobs.
So the landscape architects I was working for the last, I mean, I've done it for over 20 years, they didn't want to learn, so they just hire people to do it. So
yes.
It just worked out really well that way.
Yes, but I don't mind learning it myself. I'm not saying that. In fact,
$1,000. It would be a waste of your time now to learn it when you can just hire someone to do it for you. And there, even though you're paying an employee, there would be a cost savings in being able to develop the drawings much faster and send them electronically.
Oh, yeah. You do that to the printers.
Yes.
Email it and they
print
it.
That's right. Or even making PDFs, you know, that are locked that you can send to the client and say, this is what I'm doing so far or whatever. Because you can find people who can do your drawings in 3D so that clients can see what the building is going to look like in a context where they can look at the elevation and then have it move and look at it from any direction.
I've got the Google 3D, but I'm not too happy with it. But the soft plan has a 3D feature.
Yes.
But I got the light version because it was less expensive. I'll eventually upgrade it.
Yes. So fine, you will.
Because 3D is very... Most people can't visualize.
Yes, and this is what's going to keep your brain alive and snapping, you know, and this additional clarity that's coming back to you, okay? It's going to be wonderful. I'm happy for you.
Yes, and nice to see you again.
It's nice to see you, too. Your mother's here. Your mother's in spirit, isn't she?
Yes.
She says, no matter what you thought of me at times, I love you.
Yeah, I guess the feeling is mutual, but...
Yeah, she said sometimes she was very snappish.
That's right.
Yeah. She just showed me a crab, you know, with the two big claws on it. And she said I was very crabby.
It's nice that she's self-aware.
Yes, exactly.
Finally.
Yes, exactly. And she's just saying, please forgive me. I really didn't know. She said, I felt I was doing it for your best. And I didn't mean to be such a crab. So blessings to her spirit.
Yeah, that's definitely her.
Yes. Your dad's standing next to her, but he's very silent. He doesn't want to say anything. He's just sort of shaking his head like, oh, she was such a tartan. A tartan?
She wore the pants in the family. It's generational.
She was like a Viking.
It's come down through the generations.
Yeah.
So my oldest sister has it, her children.
Women are very strong in
it.
The family, to the point where they're just almost like berserkers. That's what he's saying. A berserker, somebody who goes mad and goes slashing.
Oh, berserkers.
A berserker. Yes, thank you.
Yes. I made that comment that there's kind of a female dominant strain through our family.
Yes, exactly. So blessings to her spirit. She just said, I hope you forgive me. I always meant well.
Oh, yes, she's forgiven, yes.
Good. Good.
It's, when she died at 98 years old, they said in the emergency room, we've never met anybody at 98 still has all her marbles.
Yes.
And I've told that story several times because it's so unusual. I mean, she literally...
She said, and you will too.
Yeah. She literally answered all her questions.
Yeah.
Perfectly, I mean.
Yeah.
But she still died.
Yes.
Because
well,
her heart.
It was time.
Yeah, she had
how much longer am I going to go on? I mean, you know, being, you know, tromping on people.
One time I. I said to her, it was kind of a mean comment, I said, you know, you're going to go to your grave without ever said anything nice to me. She said, that's certainly like that.
But she does love you. Yeah, she says she realizes it now, that it would have not hurt her to say I love you when she was still here.
Oh, that's quite a bit. That's quite some
quite
progress,
an admission,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, she said, well, it's taken her a while, but she realizes it now. She said, yeah. You know, love is so pleasurable. Why did I distance myself so much?
Well, I have a same problem with her oldest daughter, my oldest sister.
She'll find out, too, someday, won't you?
I tried to work with her for a year or so, and oh, my goodness.
Yes.
One step forward and two step back.
Well, I think that we're at the end, and it's lovely to see you again.